Pilipinas, mabuhay!
Pilipinas, mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat at nandito na naman po kami. At ito naman po ay inyong lingkod, si Tita Miriam. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Lalo na sa ating mga tagapagtangkilik sa ating programang itong Pilipinas Mabuhay, airing here in 104.6 Planet FM every Saturday from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Kumusta po ang nakaraan ninyong linggo? Hope it was full of fun and joy despite sa inyong mga kabisihan. Ano? Very special greetings sa lahat na nag-birthday or nag-celebrate ng kanilang wedding anniversaries during this time of the year. A reason for a special celebration. Very special greetings, birthday greetings sa aming Arthur James, who's celebrating his birthday today. And of course, Mary Ann on Wednesday, the 27th. So, yes. Dalawang special people celebrating birthdays in our family today. Stay tuned to this station, 104.6 Planet FM, from now 5:55 until 6:40 p.m. tonight and every Saturday night. We bring you information, reflection, and compilation of articles that will have a significance in our day-to-day living, information that may impact on our work, our family, our home, and perhaps our lifestyle, and some spiritual insights. Our talkback phone, give us a call if you want to greet someone over the radio or want us to air your community news and updates, or send your notices to Pilipinas Pabuhay, P.O. Box 109282, New Market. Tito Oscar?
Okay, maing gabi. Maing hapon pa karon. Maing gabi na kalasay sa mga day. Sa tanan na itong mga minahal nga pagtagpaminaw sa atong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta na kamo din ang tanan? Maayong atong bugnaw ulag gamay rong adlaw, no? Pero it's okay. We're enjoying it. There's not much rain. May uwan, pero hindi kay grabing ulan. So we're okay. To our mga friends din ha sa Auckland Hospital, Filipino nurses na to, ang ato mga medical assistants din ha. There is sa Middlemore Hospital o sa North Shore Hospital. Kumusta man kamo din ang tanan karong hapuna. Okay. Ang ato mga kahigalaan, especially dito sa Adiko Sim Boys. Oh, dito ni Brian Pusadas, dito ni Henry McShane, ni Matt, ang atong mahal na manager din ha, si Shen Rubik. Okay, ang ato mga panday at ang mga karpinterong gikan sa overseas, welcome to New Zealand. Okay, ang ato music is from the Spiral Staircase in the 60s. Tita Miriam, muni akong gidak-an. This is my era ng music.
Just say you want me to, and forgive the wrong I've done to hurt you so. Start to bleed, and I'm begging with all of my heart, please don't go.
Pieces of I've just joined a bank, and it's a bank that's genuinely different to most of the other banks. My bank doesn't send its profits overseas. Its focus is to help make New Zealanders and their families better off. So while it has the products and services that other banks do, it has a different way of doing things. My name's Bruce McLaughlin, and I'm the Chief Executive of the Cooperative Bank. If you're looking for a real choice in banking, now's the perfect time to join us. To find out more about the Cooperative Bank, visit our website or come in to see us at one of our 7 Auckland branches.
My DVD night. Always my pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union. Walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
In the midst of our busyness, let us pause for some moments of reflection. These reflections are taken from the Diary of Saint Faustina, his daily reflections on divine mercy. And it is entitled Loving God in Good Times and Bad. It is easy to love God when all is well, but when all is well, our love is not tested. The testing that comes from human suffering clarifies our love of God. This can be very fruitful for our spiritual lives. It is easy to believe that difficulties in life are nothing other than sad and unfortunate burdens and should be avoided at all costs. Though we should be foolish to create difficulties intentionally, we will each have our share of them in this life. Therefore, every difficulty and suffering in life must be enhanced as an opportunity for us to increase our trust in God and in so doing, to increase our love of Him. How blessed is the soul who suffers greatly in this life while choosing to love God throughout, making that suffering the source of its increase in holiness. So what do we complain about each day? What is it that burdens us? Too often, we run from these burdens or get angry. So let us try to look at our struggles in a new light. Let us try to see them as opportunities to deepen our trust and our love. Every suffering, every burden in life has the potential of being infused with the spiritual power of the cross. By embracing them in love, we embrace the cross. And by embracing the cross, we love God all the more. Do not think that hardships deal us a poor quality of life. Let us recognize them for what they are, as a result of grace. They are opportunities for holiness and for an increase in the redemption of the mercy of God. So I believe that loving God calls us also to recognize the needs of others, even in the midst of our own needs. Oftentimes, we can be so preoccupied with ourselves and our own problems that we fail to see the struggles and needs of those around us, especially those of our own family. At times, because we are so self-consumed, we run the risk of adding unnecessary burdens to those who we are called to love and care for. We need to foster within our hearts true Christ-like empathy and compassion for each person we encounter. So do we see the needs of those people in our life? Are we aware of their wounds? Are we aware of their burdens? Do we sense when they are sad? Or do we sense when they are overwhelmed? Do we add to their sorrow? Or do we seek to lift them up? So let us pause and reflect today upon the great gift of an empathetic and compassionate heart. True Christian empathy is a human response of love for those all around us. It is an act of mercy we must foster so as to lighten the burden of those entrusted to our care. And yes, we are loved. Let us believe it. Being accepted by Christ and living within His merciful heart will lead us to discover how much He loves us, despite all our burdens and despite all the challenges that He allows to encounter in our life. He loves us more than we can imagine. So let us begin to discover the love that He has for us. Let us savor it. Let us believe it. Let us understand it and seek it all the more. Let us spend some time pondering one simple fact, that we are loved. We are loved by our divine Lord Jesus with a greater intensity than we could ever imagine. Sometimes we fail to recognize this fact, and as a result, fail to let His love enter in. Let us ponder His love for us, and let us begin to sink in more deeply, especially during these coming times of Lent. So, perhaps we can reflect even more and just speak to the Lord in our heart, saying, Lord, when I get down, angry or despairing in life, on account of the difficulties I endure, help me to use that struggle as an opportunity for greater trust. I desire to run to the cross and to receive the love that poured forth from your cross, so that I may become more like you in all things. Increase my love, dear Lord, especially through every suffering in life that I surrender to you. Help me to have a heart full of true empathy. Help me to sense the struggles and needs of others around me, and to turn my eyes from myself to the needs that they carry, Lord. You are full of compassion. Help me to be filled with compassion for all. I know that you love me, but I also know that I do not understand the full extent of your perfect love. So, Lord, help me to see your love more clearly and to allow that love to sink deep into my soul. Jesus, I love you.
It's much more.
touching me.
So loving, even when it hurts, also involves relationships in our families, in our home. I love this article written by Tim Kimmel in Focus on the Family. And it says, loving, even when it hurts. And he says, isn't it puzzling that kids brought up in loving Christian homes choose to rebel against their parents? Or worse, against God. After all, they have Jesus' love served up in huge helpings. Many have enjoyed the luxuries of a deep Christian heritage, some since the day they were born. Yet they still turn their backs on truth. For us parents, with maybe a rebellious son or daughter, please take heart. God knows what we are going through. In fact, He told us how to handle this dilemma in the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, which shows us that even God, the perfect Father, has children who rebelled. So, if you are in the midst of your child's rebellion, here are some things to help through the season. First, let us make him aware that we're sorry for the ways that we may have failed him or her. Let us remove any obstacle that would block him or her from moving toward forgiveness himself. Let us seek the wisdom of God. Sometimes it's difficult to know when to show our child tenderness and when to give him tough love. We need to lean on God for divine wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." Another thing that we can do, that he suggested we can do during these times of difficulty, is not to add bitterness to the child's rebellion. Let us keep all lines of communication open. Enjoy interaction with him outside the times you are forced to deal with his rebellious attitude. Give him plenty of reasons to believe you not only still love him, but also enjoy his company and have confidence in his future. Make sure that the rebel knows he always has room to repent. He needs to believe that your door is always open, like the prodigal. Your rebellious child needs to have confidence that if or when he comes to his senses, you have a place for him. One thing that could help us is to be willing for God to use us to help others. Let us be available to help other people going through similar problems. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, we're told, "Praise be to the God and Father, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." Another tip is to make our life more attractive. Let us give the prodigal child a reason to want to turn around. We don't want to exemplify the things that may have turned him off to faith. Let us show him or her what a vibrant, grace-based faith looks like. Let him see that within our goodness is an overwhelming capacity to forgive him when he finally gets tired of running from God. And last but not the least, to help us through the season of difficulties, do not give up. You never know when someone's heart will turn around. So, let us believe and let us love, love and give love, just as Christ has given love to us. So, in our life, we are never alone.
And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on.
Never alone, because God is always by our side. He guides us, He goes before us, He stays behind us to shield us whenever we fall, or to go before us so that you'll be guided along the way. So, the devotees of Señor Santo Niño are inviting everyone to the weekly devotions to Señor Santo Niño. Every Friday, there is some novena to Señor Santo Niño at 6:30 at St. Benedict's Church. And the masses on the first and third Friday of the month. So, novena every Friday at 6:30 at St. Benedict's, with mass on the first and third Fridays of the month. And Tito Oscar, hanggang dito na lang tayo. I hope our listeners enjoy the reflections we shared with them. Mag-ingat po kayo. The season is changing. God bless you all. We love you. This is your Tita Miriam.
Okay, this is Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas mabuhay!
A portal to Auckland's communities. planetaudio.org.nz.
Pinoy ito, your noontime radio show, alas 12:75, until alas 12 ito, every Sabado, ibang tinig Pinoy.
May balitang Pinoy,
showbiz chika, at music biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.